Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamon Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week my guest is Tashi Newman. A resident of the Bulkley Valley for over 20 years, Tashi is embarking on a new endeavor as a life coach, but not just any kind of life coach. She is an ADHD coach. Fascinated by how the brain works as it deals with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, she is completing the IACT certification in January 2025. She herself was diagnosed later in life with this all-too-common and yet still largely misunderstood and vexing condition. Having worked with people for over 30 years from all walks of life, and ranging in age from 2 to 101 years old, her practice, called Peaks and Valleys, is a boon to our valley and beyond. She is a mother of three children and craves both quiet country life and hectic city adventures, as she puts it, in true ADHD style. So, welcome, Tashi.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah,
great. Nice to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on. Let's start off. Tell us about the role that music plays in your life.
Oh, wow. Music plays a huge role in my life. Going back to growing up in Vancouver as a teenager and discovering the punk rock scene, it just changed everything. I remember the first time I walked into a small venue with, I think it was DOA or the Dagelow Abortions playing, and I just looked around and realized that I felt like I was in a place that I needed to be.
Mm-hmm. It ignited something in you.
Exactly. And it stayed that way for, all my different ups and downs in life, all my different moods in the day. Music can just get me stoked, get me through certain feelings. Yeah, I love it.
All right.
It's everything.
It has both an invigorating and a therapeutic quality, it sounds like, for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we're sending you away to an isolated cabin, but the good news is you get to have a simple device that's going to have room for 7 songs on it. So what is the first song on your playlist going to be?
The first song on my playlist is called Come With Me by The Deviates.
Okay, and why that song?
That song, it just grips me every time I hear about it. It talks about the darkness of addiction and just why people get into it and what happens. It takes you on a journey through addiction, and I just, every time I hear it, I feel like this dopamine flow through me, and it's just, yeah, there's something about it that reaches out to me. Good song, good punk song.
Everything you know you want, but big kill, don't pay.
Come With Me by the Deviates out of Southern California. The band started way back in 1994, and they're still at it. Lead singer Brian Barbara says, "There's always been this common thread for the Deviates, which is that we've always been representative of the crowd that we play in front of." Mm. That was your first choice, Tashi, for your Isolated Cabin playlist. Well, tell us about when you first got here to the Bulkley Valley.
It was about 24 years ago, and my mom had moved up here from Vancouver. I remember taking the Greyhound bus up to see where she moved, and it was a 20-hour bus ride where you got kicked off the bus in Prince George for a couple hours in the middle of the night. So it was definitely a bit of an eye-opener when I got here, and I wasn't sold on it at first. I think I was about 20, maybe 19. And then, I grew to love it. I needed to get out of the city. I was in just kind of a situation where it was like, I got to get out of here. I got to start over somewhere else. So that's when I decided to locate to Smithers.
How did you make that adjustment? What worked for you?
That's a tough one. I needed to get out of Vancouver because I felt like I was in a bit of a situation with drugs and alcohol that I didn't need to be in. Mm. So then I just removed myself from everybody and everything, and my mom said that I could come and just move up here and start over.
It was a clean break, a brand new start.
Mm-hmm.
You got here into this valley, very different than the city. What were your initial impressions about the nature of it and how you were going to make it work?
Well, I met my the father of my kids, Oren, my three kids. We've since separated, but we're on great terms, good guy. And I just started over just kind of with a simple life. Yeah. No partying, no punk shows. Went back to school to be a carried and just tried to better myself.
And this provided that opportunity, that clean break.
Yeah.
And you had a mom here to support you too. You met Oren fairly soon after that.
Mm-hmm. And a bunch of good community because my siblings were living up here, and I met a bunch of great people pretty much right off the bat.
So you got a new life out of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to hear that the Valley was what you needed at the time, and that it provided for a brand new life that you were going to thrive and flourish in.
Yeah.
All right. Look forward to hearing more about that life and your family. But let's talk now some music. What's your second choice for your playlist?
My Silver Lining by First Aid Kit.
All right.
There's something that's really moving about this song. It drifts from my punk roots, but I love this song. It speaks to me.
Comes with the bad, the song's never just sad. There's hope, there's a silver line. try to keep on keeping on. I try to keep on keeping on.
My Silver Lining by First Aid Kit out of Sweden, comprised of sisters Johanna and Clara Soderberg. Their father was a member of the Swedish rock band Lolita Pop, and he says that he's a little jealous of the ease his daughters have in producing their music, and that the most important advice that he was able to give them was to sing so loud that even somebody behind a wall would be able to hear. Mm-hmm. Your second song, Tashi, mm-hmm. for your playlist. Well, you got up here and you, as a young adult, and settled into life here. Tell us a little bit more about family life up here in the Bulkley Valley.
So I have three children, 19-year-old Ava, Milo is 16, and Leo is 10. And I would never move because I'm raising the children in this beautiful community. Yeah. I'm surrounded by good people. I have siblings here who I'm close to, and my ex, Oren, who is a big part of our life, is here. And yeah, we're happy to stay in the valley.
You got a cohesion, but you also have quite a spread of ages if you've got other family members in addition to a 19, 16, and 10-year-old. You must be pulled at every side.
No comment.
Yeah. How do you keep up with it all?
It's called ADHD.
Yeah.
You just go and you go and you make things work, and then you recognize, oh, I think I got to stop for a sec and make a good playlist.
And in the middle of all of that, you have a work life as well. Tell us a little more about what it is that you do.
Yeah. I've been working at the Bulkley Lodge as a care aide for over 20 years, and I didn't realize until recently it dawned on me that 9 to 5 has always been hard for me. So I've always done shift work, and I was raising the kids as well. So I stayed at home a lot with the children and then would work in the evenings and night shifts and just try to make it all work. But there's definitely struggles with that. Shift work can be challenging.
Oh, I would think, yeah, just some consistency in sleep and getting mm-hmm. the rest and the self-care that you need.
But then I decided to go into try to do work in the school for a bit as an EA, which worked. It just wasn't quite what I needed as far as like for monetary reasons, but I just loved working with kids. I love teenagers.
Oh, beautiful.
I love young kids. Yeah, I've kind of gone back and forth with a few jobs, but always the Bulkley Lodge has been like my bread and butter, or like it's the place that I've stayed the longest. And it's been a good job.
If I may ask, that's challenging work in part because you're working with the residents there, and I'm sure you form attachments, but the folks who live there are in the twilight years, and so you lose those attachments along the way then as well.
Truth, right there. But it might sound a bit cold, but by the end of, with people, when you see people at the end stages of life, a lot of the time it seems like they're ready to go, and their quality of life has changed. So I do, yeah, I feel a bit of emptiness when people pass, but I also understand that, you know, this 95-year-old who's had a good life and now has dementia is ready to go.
Mm. So you're able to let go a little easier knowing that it's mercy for them.
Absolutely.
To let go.
Yes.
Well, I look forward to hearing more also about your new venture into ADHD life coaching. But before we go there, let's talk about your third song. Which one's that going to be?
Well, this one is Big Life. This is a song about his father was dying, the singer, and it's just a very moving, the whole song just sends chills through my body. I lost my dad when I was 5, so I really feel like it takes me back to that every time, and I just love it.
Follow your steps to the end of the hall. Open your eyes, let them take you to the door. Knowing we go, yeah, we stay. Anyway, before you go, you give all life, all life. much more. We all know we die. Count on it's old time. We all know we die in life. Be big in your take a chance with a heart and a mind. The outcome gets bad, but you still try, still try. Try time after time. We all know we die.
Vancouver Island. He's a Canadian singer, songwriter, guitarist, frontman, and he's recently renamed his roots rock outfit Will & Company. He's best known for his fiery and enigmatic live shows. Well, this is the time in the show where we do a shout out to one of our sponsors. And this week we highlight one of our gold sponsors, Nature's Pantry. They're at 3859 First Avenue here in Smithers, Nature's Pantry, smithers.com. Tashi, you're a fan of those folks too, because they have such a great offering of all kinds of things that are just plain old good for us. And we're grateful for the good they bring into the Valley also by providing support for us here at CICK Radio. So shout out
go
to
Allie.
Them. Yeah, go Allie.
And Monica.
Excellent. Well, Tashi, tell us a little bit about life coaching, because that's a bit of a new modality for a lot of people. So what is a life coach and what do they do?
Good question, Ken, because I have had that a lot. And when I started the ADHD coaching course, I didn't actually fully realize what I was getting into. I knew there was, in the Valley, there was a big, huge void of ADHD resources for families. And I felt like I just hit rock bottom looking for some help with my son and myself. And I heard about ADHD coaching. When I started it, I thought it meant that I was going to be kind of like a counselor and giving people advice or, you know, work, telling people what worked for me. Coaching is a way more beautiful way of working with someone, because it's all, it's client led. It's what does the client need and want. And we just support and collaborate with them on what's next for them.
Very client focused, very future oriented.
Yeah. Not working in the past. That would be somebody you might focus on the future.
Yeah.
Long story short.
And IACT, that's the certification program that you're in. And is
yes.
that would be, I'm guessing, delivered online?
Yes. And that was a challenge for me. I always poo-pooed Zoom and never thought I could handle being in class on Zoom twice a week or three or four times a week sometimes. But I got a new love for Zoom. It worked.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm almost a year in. I'll graduate in January, and I made it.
Yeah.
I barely made it making these Zoom calls, but it worked, or Zoom schooling.
Yeah. Well, congratulations in advance, and a credit, I'm sure, to that program and the way they deliver excellent instructors.
Mm-hmm. It went great.
And this means that you will now be certified with the International Coaching Federation as well. But your specialty for coaching will be working with people who experience ADHD and their families.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's that going to look like? How do you see yourself working with them? Is it something you meet in their homes, or do you do it online, clinic hours?
Another good question. I have an office. I lucked out with a good friend of mine who just had an extra office space. And I have an office that I see people in, or I can have online appointments. And again, I know not nine to five doesn't work for everybody. So I have many random openings during the week. Someone wants to come see me at 8 p.m. because that's what works for them and their family. That can work for me.
If a potential client were to say, hey, what can I anticipate when I work with you? What's the answer to that question?
Yep, that's a good question. We start off with a consult, like complimentary call, just to check in to make sure that this is what they're looking for. And is it something they want to move forward with? Second up, if they're moving forward, we do it sounds a little bit boring, but a strategy and planning meeting, but really which means is we just set up some goals and figure out what the client is looking for. And after that, we have 3, 6, or 12 sessions and just specific goals that we work on.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good.
Typically, insurance companies don't cover services for life coaching. And so what does a person or a group of people need to anticipate in working with you from a financial perspective? Maybe that's a real specific question. You don't have a specific answer to at this point.
I love that question, because right now I'm in the process to graduate. I have to come up with a pricing packages. So as of now, I've been giving introductory rates. So the rates are much lower. So a coaching package for probably an introductory package for a 3-session and then the complimentary call right now would be, I'm thinking $225. So coaching can be more than people are anticipating, but it is well worth it if you feel like you need a hand in with your kids, with your teenagers, with your children going off to university. That's been a big one that I've been doing. Mm. And then adults, no seniors yet. I got to get on that. There's a lot of seniors that probably have ADHD and they just don't know it. Anyway.
Yeah, because in their formative years, that just wasn't in the lingo.
No, yeah. It wasn't.
And but though there's a cost, this kind of work is the kind of thing that equips and empowers and sets clients free to be able to coach themselves in the long mm-hmm. run. It's not necessarily something that they need to invest in for the rest of their life. It's about re-equipping.
Exactly.
And empowering.
That's you would know.
in full disclosure to our listeners, I too am a life coach. I don't have a particular specialty within that, but I was so heartened, Tashi, when I encountered you at the health fair and saw that you have this kind of specialty, because ADHD can be vexing and I'm sure kind of particular to people as well.
Yeah, ADHD is fascinating and challenging. And I call it a blessing and a curse because there's so many blessings that go with ADHD. But a lot of the time until you figure out how your brain is working and why, it feels like a bit of a curse. But now, like for that I've been coached and I understand it more, I feel like I'm stoked that I have it and I own it. And I'm just trying to support and collaborate other people that have it to see the good in it and not all of the, as I say, peaks and valleys. I want people to see the peaks of ADHD and not the valleys.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful to hear your perspective, and that given your training and your own personal experience, I think you undoubtedly can serve so many people so well in helping them embrace who they are and as they mm-hmm. experience that
Thank
particular
you.
Condition. Well, let's talk now about your fourth pick for your playlist. Which one is that?
Oh, dang. Hate Being Sober by Chief Keef.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the why behind that selection.
Milo MacDougall, my son, my 16-year-old son, and actually his friends too, Jordan Parker. The Hate Being Sober song is just a huge song that we've listened to over and over when I'm driving them around, driving them home from parties. And I asked Milo about collaborating about, I'm like, what song? I need to pick 7 songs. A hip hop. I want a hip hop song. And he's like, Hate Being Sober. And he said, which was really cool, I loved his answer, was that it's really hard sometimes for people with ADHD to want to be sober because there's a lot of inner turmoil and inner just looking for that next fix or looking for that next excitement. And it was just like, you know, it's a teenager talking, but teenagers have lots of wisdom. And it's just such a great song. It's just like, it's got 50 Cent, it's got Chief Keef and Wiz Khalifa. So here we go, Hate Being Sober.
On the beat.
I can't spell sober. I'm a smoker, afraid I would drink a potato while Molly water. Sober, my bitches ain't sober. Sober. Damn, I hate being sober. I hate being sober. Damn, I hate being sober. I'm a smoker, afraid I won't drink a tittle. I'm Molly water, but we can't spell sober. Ball a roller, when we roll up, bitches be on us. Around like some zombies, calling
some stacks. My bitch be gone for fat. She a hot tamale when she pop a molly. It's time to party, we party hard. Drink and smoke it, drink and smoke it. Drink and smoke and we out for sure. Aiming back for that rose. Nigga, I ain't steadin' the most. I trick the bitches up, dick trick. But you spin on her, we spin on clothes. Too young for me, she want salsa. Shooters in the Range Rover. That's GBE when them 223s get the flying bitches sober. See my ring chain and my Rolex when I'm flexing. Bitch, I got to get mine, nigga, get a line, I check em. See the gangsta shit's done to perfection. Nigga, better believe me, I make it look easy.
Damn, I hate being sober. I'm a smoker. Afraid of a drink, a tanner, one molly.
Soon I might need a loan. Spend so many grands that I might need some bands. That's your bitch, why she acting like she need a man? I'm faded. Talking meals cause I made it. Talking pounds cause I smoked it. Talking game cause I played it. I'm wasted. Rosé, that's my favorite. OG Kush, you could taste it. Buying crisp by the cases. I hate being sober. Don't smell no one smoking. Me and my niggas gon' roll up. Believe they gon' fire on you. You think you can roll up? You smoke by the ounce, well bitch, I smoke by the pound. Cause
damn, I hate being sober. I'ma smoke.
Being Sober by Chief Keef, featuring fellow American rappers 50 Cent and Wiz Khalifa. Chief Keef was credited with popularizing the hip-hop subgenre drill for mainstream audiences, and he's considered to be a progenitor of the genre. He began rapping as a five-year-old, using his mother's karaoke machine and tapes to record his music. And wow, has he gone places. That was the fourth selection, Tashi, for your playlist. We've talked about family life, work life, coming to the Valley, perspectives on all of that. What do you do for a good time?
I don't hate being sober. I actually don't mind it at all. I rarely drink anymore, and I can still have a good time. I kind of switched drinking and partying when I moved to the Valley for mountain biking. It just, like, loved it. I tried it, and it just, like, fed my soul. So I was just, like, in love with mountain biking, and that's been 25 years. And then, I mean, I grew up skateboarding. I'm a terrible skater, but there's something about the sound, or just like rolling around at a skate park, watching skating, the whole culture. Like, I just, that definitely fills my soul.
So you still get on a skateboard?
I do.
Well, good
it's
for you.
Not pretty. But I love the feeling.
Well, the expanded skate park there, there's lots more to going on there and lots more to do.
Yeah, and just take your skateboard with you on a road trip. You might, if you feel like it, stop at a skate park and, I don't know, just roll around.
Yeah.
And with a helmet, of course.
Okay, so you try to do it as responsibly as you can, taking care of the melon.
Yep.
And these are some things that you enjoy with your kids along the way as well?
Yeah, biking is huge for us. Like, we go down to Whistler. The Bluff is a huge part of, we kind of grew up there. I have Children of the Bluff tattooed on my back.
Okay.
And yeah, I love mountain biking. My kids, a couple of my kids, one loves it, one almost loves it, and one likes it.
Okay.
I won't say who.
Okay. So they share the passion to varying degrees, but for you, it is a deep passion. Is it the adrenaline, the thought that at any moment I could go spilling over these handlebars?
Yeah, there's something about going down a challenging trail on my bike, and there's nothing else I can think of at that time other than just what line I'm going to pick. And it's like one of the times in my life that I feel quite focused. which is nice. It's almost calming.
Yeah. So it's good. It's not just good for your body. It's really good for your brain and your soul.
100%.
Excellent. And you're an outdoors person?
I'd say like I'm 70% outdoors. I don't like live for being outside. Like I don't think that the be all end all of mental health is to get outside to nature. Mm. I definitely think that's part of it, but sometimes I just want to be inside and curl up and go to sleep.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
So, I have a mix.
Yeah. How do you do with the winters here in the valley? The short days, the cold, the blankets of snow?
Good question.
Being a city girl from Vancouver, this, you know, the weather that we've had of late was not something you grew up in.
No, and I really embrace winter for a long time. Like, I love snowboarding. I'm not that good at it, but I still love it. Cross-country skiing, I know, is good for me, so I do it. And I like winter once I dress properly. It takes me a bit to really want to layer up.
Yeah. Well, this brings us to your fifth song. Which one's that going to be?
We got Two Jealous Agains by NoFX. Probably one of my favorite bands.
Okay, they're out of Los Angeles. And why this song in particular?
I just met up with a love that I grew up with in Vancouver. We met when we were 14, and then we totally parted ways. And then 30 years later, we ended up meeting up again, and the circumstances brought us together again. And this song is about a couple of skater punks, trying to merge their records together to see if they're going to be compatible. So it's really funny. And it's for me.
When I heard all day to the sun come from your bedroom, but my mind started to stray when I saw you thug today mixed with your singles. What's with this underdog and this TNREP? I don't think that I rock, and I don't want your pop family. Next to mine, some human skateboard. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I don't think this record merger gonna work. But when I saw Christ on Parade, and this is Boston, now we got two worthies, we got two killing jokes, we got two adolescents, two peanuts and two the crews, we got two someone got their head kicked in, we got two declines, two damage, and two jealous again. I knew you were the one when I saw Machine Gun Etiquette. I knew you were the one when I saw the Beast War come. Minutes of group sex, a couple of Avengers and a pair of out of step. We got two what we do in secret, we got two TSOLs, got two freedom and choices, we got two three hits from hell. I knew you were the one.
We got Two Jealous Agains by NoFX. They have never been signed to a major label, so they have released 15 studio albums over a career spanning more than four decades. In the process, sold over 8 million records worldwide, making them one of the most successful independent bands ever. NoFX, also out of Southern California. I noticed, Tashi, a lot of the bands that you've picked have some California roots.
Yep. I just went and saw NoFX. They played their last show, and I worked probably, I don't know how many days straight, just so we could afford get down to the last NoFX shows, and they were so good. I will never, ever regret it. It was fantastic. They played 120 songs in 3 days and like tons of other punk bands that I used to listen to, and it's magical.
Oh, amazing. What a treat. Well, we live in a great world with a lot of good things going on in it, but it's not a perfect world. What are you passionate about? What maybe would you like to see change in the world, or maybe this part of it?
Community is a big one for me. I find that if I surround myself with good community and people, like-minded people, it just helps with yeah, it takes a village to raise a family, and that's how I've really felt these last couple years.
Yeah.
Community is huge for me. Connection, which, I mean, I'm sure everybody feels that way, but just making sure, you know, I've worked with people my whole life, of all walks of life, that have been through the ringers, people that are, you know, millionaires, people that have lost everything, to people that have lived in ditches, and just being able to connect with people is, I hope connection.
With all the struggles that we see in our world, and including in this valley with people on the margins, what do we need to get better at to be a good community, would you say?
Acceptance of other people's, like, just differences. I'm sometimes not good at that either. But I just know I work with some people that have very different views than me, and it depends on the day. If somebody brings something up that I'm passionate about, I don't really want to get into certain things that I'm passionate about right now. But I do try to listen to other people's point of views.
Yeah. So taking that time, making that effort simply to listen, to try to understand where somebody else might be coming from, and simply to accept them for who they are, even if we don't share or embrace it.
Or just choose to never talk to them again.
Mm.
I'm just kidding.
There are times when maybe it's best just to make that space. There is truth to that. Maybe not permanently. Well, this brings us to your sixth song. Which one's that going to be, Tashi?
Ah, this one is You Can't Bring Me Down by Suicidal Tendencies. And this goes way back to probably when I was 13 years old.
Okay.
First heard Suicidal Tendencies, and it just, like, yeah, it's thrash skate rock, and you just wanted to just move, get in the mosh pit. It was a great band.
Thank you. sometimes I do feel like I ain't happy about it, but I'd rather feel like and be full of. And if I offended you, oh, I'm sorry, but maybe you need to be offended. But here's my apology and one more thing.
Can't Bring Me Down by Suicidal Tendencies out of Venice, California, a crossover thrash band formed in 1980. They have had a lot of personnel changes in those 40 years, with only founder and vocalist Mike Muir as an original member. Well, Tashi, that was your sixth song, so we're rounding the corner here. I've got a few quicker questions maybe for you as we prepare for your final song. What would you miss most if you were to move out of the valley?
My people. I've got a lot of really amazing friends, family, and yeah, I miss them terribly. The Bluff, of course, Hockaday, the Ski Hill, Piper Down, those are just bike trails. Yeah, so there's a lot of things I'd miss, but I'd always come back.
It's good to hear. Now, we're going to put you in a time of cabin isolation, and we can situate this cabin in the valley so that it's facing maybe a favorite mountain range or a particular mountain. Which one would that be?
I'm going to go with Hudson Bay just because I have many memories. I don't go there as much anymore, but I definitely, over the years when my kids were younger, we spent so much time on the mountain teaching them to ski. I was snowboarding, staying in cabins, hunkering down. So yeah, 100% Hudson Bay.
That's where we'll have your cabin be facing. And our rudimentary device, it only holds 7 songs, but we've made some space for you to take a download with you. So what will that be? Will it be a show, a movie, maybe a book?
Let's go with a show.
All right. Which show would that be?
I think I'm going to go with Shameless.
Shameless.
Shameless. Okay. Yeah, it's a good, not a feel-good show. You're always watching it going, what the is going on? But the characters, you just learn to love them. Or Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because it's ridiculously funny with young kids. Like, my kids love it, and it's just a show that people can... It's pretty lighthearted.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll squeeze both of those shows and their complete season in there, because that way you can just enjoy that cabin isolation just a little bit more. This brings us to your final song. Which one's that going to be?
This is Toxicity, System of a Down. And this song, I mean, you can interpret it anyway, but what I hear, and I've done some research, is about what people feel with ADHD. One of the lines that he says in it that I just love is how do you have disorder? And listen to it. ADHD, if you don't have ADHD, it's just a powerful song.
Disorder! like reveries caught in the headlights of a truck. Eating seeds as a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city, of our city.
Toxicity by System of a Down out of Glendale, California, yet another Southern California band.
Oh, yeah.
All members of the group are of Armenian descent, either born to Armenian immigrants or immigrants themselves. That was your final pick, Tashi. Thank you for your playlist, but before I send you away, you get to pick a luxury item. And what do I make sure is going to be there in the cabin with you?
Oh, boy. I don't think we're allowed to bring phones, but I really need my phone there.
All right. what do you think of having your phone on airplane mode while you're at the cabin?
So I could look through pictures, listen to songs that are downloaded.
Yeah, you're really stretching me here. I'm really feeling for you because I can appreciate that's just so important to keep those connections in place and everything. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to send you with a phone and it's going to work for 1 hour a day while you're at your isolated cabin. How does that sound? Oh, it doesn't
Not
sound.
Cool.
No.
No, no, that's not good. I'm done. No, I can do it.
All right. Well,
I can make it happen.
We'll find a way to make it work for you while keeping with the spirit of the rules here at Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Tashi, thanks so much for joining with us today for this episode.
Excellent. Thanks, Ken, for reaching out. I really enjoyed it.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley.